Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Yes, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. We are live in Kansas City at the 33rd Annual American Royal Barbecue Contest. My name is Barbecue Bob.
And I'm Jop, and we're glad you're listening because I tell you what, it's a little nippy out here this morning.
Nipply.
Yeah, we're about 41 degrees, got a little breeze. We're sitting under these patio heaters, but our next guest just walked up in a pair of shorts, so he's a better man than I am. I'm sitting here all fleeced up and shivering like a dog on a briar.
Well, he's also been in a nice warm trailer all night where we've been, like, standing up here on the hill looking for the cavalry.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, Dennis runs a team called Four Smoking Butts. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're out of Illinois. We started up about 3 years ago. We go out and do KCBS contests all over the country. We've been out in the East Coast, West Coast, South, down in Florida, but mainly in the Midwest. And this is our 26th or 27th comp this year, so we go out pretty regularly.
When these guys say comp, if they're comp guys, that means competition barbecuers. A little inside lingo there.
Yeah. Now, Dennis has the distinction of being in all these competitions. Last night he told us, not so humbly, but something to be very proud of, that he's the number two brisket in the country right now in this competition ranking. So we want to talk a little bit about that, because here's the deal, is I think that's the toughest piece of meat, not tough as far as chewy, but the most difficult piece of meat for me to produce on a smoker. I've never got the knack. So if there were one or two tips that you could give the average backyard griller like me with regard to beef brisket, what would those be?
Number one, you need a good beef brisket. Just very good quality brisket, although any brisket will work. It's a matter of the flavor of it and the texture of it when you get done with it. It's how you cook it.
So if the guy's looking for a very good brisket, your idea in terms of setting him up is, I guess my guess would be, go to a good butcher for starts. Somebody who has quality beef all the time.
That's good, and with us doing competitions the way we do, we actually get we have ours shipped in to us because it's a lot higher quality. It's a lot more expensive, but it does help your edge a little bit.
Okay.
So when you say expensive, what is back home a brisket's about what, Bob? $7.99 a pound?
Yeah.
For a brisket?
Yeah. $5.49.
Yeah. So what are you guys paying per pound for a good brisket? This is the difference. This is the difference.
We live in the Midwest. In the Midwest, an average brisket sell anywhere from $3 to $4 a pound.
Yeah. So we're up north. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're paying about $6 to $7 a pound for high-quality brisket. So.
All right. So we need to get them shipped in is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's looking at me like, you're a fool, man. What are you doing? Yeah. But I get it. So we get a good quality brisket. Preparation. It's a big piece of meat. It's sitting on your cutting board, and there's a lot to look at. We've talked about the different pieces of the brisket. Now, you have a little bit different technique without giving away secrets, but you're not trimming that a lot, are you?
Actually, we do trim a lot of it off. We dispose of a lot of it, but in competition part of it, it's got to fit in the box, regular carryout box, so you are cutting a lot of it down because the brisket's going to shrink, and you want it to fit into the box when it's done. Where we do the slices in there, and you want your slices to fit in the box. They got to look good to get in the box.
You showed us some pictures yesterday of your boxes, and now a box, what these guys talk about is, it's like a to-go box from a restaurant for a full-size meal. It's a styrofoam container flipped open, and it's generally lined with lettuce and parsley or a variety of those two. And I think you can, like, only use romaine and parsley.
Correct.
Yep. And so they make these very, I mean, how long do you spend just plucking your parsley alone?
One of our teammates is down there now, and he just started. He'll probably go 2 hours, 2.5 hours to make up four boxes.
Yeah.
Just to have the parsley in it.
These things look gorgeous. Now, he showed us pictures of one of his recent competitions of some of his brisket, and I'll tell you what, if you saw the presentation these guys put in on their brisket, that was probably about the nicest looking brisket presentation, and I can only imagine how good it tastes. But so that's the world of barbecue competition. I mean, this is really serious stuff, and these guys, if you saw the rig Dennis has down there for Four Smoking Butts, I mean, he's got a custom trailer with a couple of Kamados, a big, really nice charcoal smoker, big commercial job. What's the brand name of that one?
We use a Rebel smoker.
A Rebel, yes.
And then we also use the Big Green Eggs.
Yeah, that Rebel is pretty sweet. I've heard of them, but never seen them before. But so these guys, and he's got a you know, travel trailer, motorhome, all this stuff. I saw a motorhome that has a semi on the front of it down there. These are some serious boys. So I know you throw down some coin doing this every year.
This is just like NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the interesting part about this is that a lot of the guys, you would think that they're this serious about it and this is what they do for a living. In fact, that's not it at all. This is just a passion for these guys. Is that now you can come out and if you won this, you could win some prize money here, but it's not enough to make a living off of. I mean, you said you're a jeweler, right? Back
right,
home. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so there's an interesting dichotomy there, is because everybody thinks that because you're at the World Series of Barbecue, the American Royal, that these are the guys that make a living doing this. I think, in fact, very few do. Is that correct?
It's correct. I mean, a lot of it's just going out and being with friends every weekend, and, I mean, it's like a big family is what it is.
Awesome. Awesome. That's cool. So with regard to the brisket, another tip is, how long do you cook it? Is it a ratio of the weight to the time, or what kind of formula could you give the listener?
Some people will cook low and slow, and they'll go on, the briskets will go on at 6 o'clock last night. We put our briskets on at 5 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
We cook it at hot, and we cook about 300 to 350 degrees, and it gets done fast. It renders the fat out, but both processes are good.
Now, is there an internal temperature you cook to? I don't want to give away a secret, but in general?
Between 200 and 210 degrees.
Is where you want to pull that off. And then right. You let it rest, it's still going to come up another 4 or 5 degrees when
right.
You're done?
Right. Right.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, great, Dennis. Pretty reserved about those secrets, but I appreciate that, because this is a guy that is definitely in it to win it, and we're looking forward to hearing what you have going on when the judging gets all done. But I saw some of the techniques you were using that are just unbelievable, so we're really appreciate you being here, and best of luck.
Yeah, best of luck to Four Smoking Butts. Hope you do well, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, coming up next, we've actually got the marketing manager for the American Royal, Jennifer Brand, going to be joining us, and she's going to break down all the rules and all the way that these products are judged, and just an overall view of what a barbecue contest looks like. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.